Welcome to the Productive Popcorn Podcast. Build a profitable business without sacrificing the things you love. This podcast is all about helping you save time so your business can earn more revenue while you work less. Plus, we're going to talk about shows you can watch this week, because what are you going to do with all of that free time? Hi, my name is Irene Chan. I help solopreneurs and early-stage startup founders build productive marketing processes using automations, virtual assistants, and freelancers. As a business owner and a remote professional, you most likely have a lot of meetings. And as someone with anxiety, what I hate the most is taking down notes during a Zoom meeting because I'm afraid that I will miss something. But at the same time, you are taking notes while listening to the meeting, so you will most likely, you know, miss stuff. So it's kind of like a chicken and egg situation. Should I keep writing things down so I don't miss anything important? Or should I just have a mental note in my head and then write it down after the meeting? So another solution is usually to watch the recording or read a full transcript of the meeting. But you know, who has the time to do that? I've never watched a replay of a meeting. So unless there's some kind of screenshot or screen share that I really need to check it out, then I will most likely, you know, find that. So I found a solution, like kind of a workaround. So you are able to take all of the important stuff without actually writing anything down. So that is possible if you use automation and AI. So I'm a big fan of artificial intelligence. So I use it in many ways, not just in business, but also in our house. So anyway, I have a tool called Tactic.io. So I'm going to link that in the show notes as well. And by the way, this podcast is kind of an extension of the Productive Popcorn newsletter. So if you want kind of like just the notes, make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. You'll have all of the tips in a 2-minute email. Okay, so this tool is called Tactic.io, TACTIQ.io. Yeah, so I was afraid it was gonna misspell that. So what it does, so first it creates a full transcript of your meeting, and the best thing about it is that you'll be easily able to read it, who spoke what, because with the full transcript on Zoom, it's just this transcript. You can tell the speaker. So sometimes, you know, you've forgotten that it was you who said it, or was it another teammate? So it's especially a mess if there's like so many people in the team meeting. So it's, instead of saving you time, it's actually going to add more time and more stress. So with Tactic, what I love about it is that you are able to see who the speaker is. And it also, the transcript reads like kind of like a script. So it's perfect. It even has some statistics, you know, who spoke the most. It's actually surprising to see, like, of course, most of the time, because I'm leading the meeting, I, you know, speak the most. So yeah, so it comes with those analytics. And the most important thing is that it has auto highlights. So it will automatically highlight sentences for you depending on what you say. So for example, let's take note of that, then it will recognize that as an action item. And if you mention the word question, so I have a question, it will also take note of that as a question. So later on, you can check it out. Like, you know, if you don't have the answer to that question in the meeting, you can go back to it later. So it also identifies decisions. So, you know, let's decide on that. So there's definitely different ways that you can, different ways that you can highlight stuff. But most of the time, it's like four things. So it's decisions, action item, question, call out. So those are automatically highlighted based on the words that you say, and also based on the tools that you say. So if you say Notion, then it will recognize that as an action item. So usually it comes pre-built with all of the most common words that people say, but you can also add more words that you want to be automatically highlighted when you're in a meeting. So after the meeting, you just breeze through the transcript, like go to all of the highlights, identify which action items, and then transfer that to your task tracker. I'm using Notion, so I love it, just copy and pasting that. And so yeah, and then if there are unanswered questions, then it's time to understand you know, what you're going to do with that question. Are you going to eliminate this task, or you're going to have another meeting to answer that? And I want to add more tips for this. So I think right now I don't want to overwhelm you with the technicalities of like setting up the auto highlight. So just go try it out. I will put the link in the show notes. So yeah, and it's also on the newsletter, as I mentioned. But it is possible to take notes in the meeting automatically, so you don't have to write anything down. And if you have anxiety like me, it's like really, really great to be able to rely on the transcript. And it's also free. So like if you're not having a lot of meetings, for me, I don't have a lot, but Tactic is actually free for up to 10 meetings per month. So it's like super helpful. It's really revolutionized the way I take note of stuff. And yeah. And also it helps me because I have carpal tunnel syndrome and I hate, well, I like to type, but I really have to lessen my typing because, so I don't have to worsen my carpal tunnel syndrome. And that really helps me that I don't need to type. So yeah. And okay. So I have more meeting tips because one of the key things is actually first, you need to eliminate meetings as much as you can. When I was working full-time, as a full-time marketing manager, I have like 2 to 3 meetings per day. And that's expected, of course, for a full-time role. That's why I transitioned to being my own boss. I transitioned to a full-time freelancer in 2021. And I was able to eliminate 90% of my Zoom meetings because of that. So nowadays, I'm very, very intentional of whether I will have a Zoom meeting or not. So your first line is first you have to ask, does this need to be a meeting? Because most of the time, you are able to either answer it in the chat or record a Loom video or send a quick email. So recently I actually have a client. She's in EST and I'm in Philippine time. So it's a challenge to have a meeting. So what I usually do is present all of the data. So I have like a mind map and I use Mind Meister for that mind map. So like if you're talking about big concepts and it has many moving parts, it's best to lay it out first in a visual way. So like a mind map so she can understand what I'm going to do in the chat bot. And so this is the flow. And then I send that to her and, you know, she approved it and she didn't have any questions. She had one question, but I said, you know, let's pause this question once you're back from vacation because it doesn't really affect our ManyChat. And that eliminated our initial intention to have a meeting because we thought we're going to need to have be in a Zoom call to kind of discuss that. But I realized that we actually don't need that right now. So yeah, that's one thing. If you can't eliminate it, you can postpone it because there is a possibility that you might actually find the answer. And also that postponed meeting can be eliminated in the future. So the next thing that you want to do is create a video recording. So for example, you have all of this, you encountered a tech issue like in a WordPress site or if you're working. So I mostly work with SaaS startups. And sometimes when I discover a bug or something in the platform of the client, then, you know, you have this inclination or instinct that, you know, let's discuss this in the call. But most of the time you can just record of the bug or whatever it is, and then you explain the situation and be very clear of what you want to happen. So in that way, you just send a video recording, that person can forward it to the dev team or to another person that can take action on it. So you don't have to like message everyone, okay, can I have a call with you to discuss this? So yeah, if you can record and explain it in a Loom video, that's much better. Like it takes 4 minutes. So if you have the free version of Loom video, you will be forced to record it in 5 minutes or less. And also there's another thing that you can do. Loom, for me, I find Loom video perfect for providing feedback. So if you're working on a design or a blog post and you're usually the one providing feedback, because most times I'm the writer, but sometimes I'm also the editor. So what I would do is go in a Loom video, record a Loom video of what I want for the article. So for example, the structure is not so good yet in terms of the article, then I would explain that in the Loom video. This is the introduction is really good, but there are some inconsistencies in the article, and let's try to fix that. So, you know, it takes 5 minutes to record that instead of like going back and forth in the chat, in the Google document. It is also very hard to communicate structure when you're editing, because it's just like there are more nuances. Instead of, if you use suggestions on Google Doc, then it's easier to like, you know, just use Google suggestions. Google Doc suggestion, if it's like minor editing, like you have to remove some words. But if you're like talking about big changes in the structure, then you can use a Loom video. So just, that's a very specific example. But if you're a founder working with a bunch of contractors, writers, designers, like recording a Loom video of your feedback and what you want is a much, much faster experience, because it avoids a back and forth. So yeah, lastly is, if you can articulate your question or your issue in one question, just send it in Slack. So that's what I usually do. So what I would do is prepare all the documents. So yesterday I have to prepare a 6-week plan for the marketing team. And, you know, we had one call to discuss kind of like, I got all of the vision from the founder, what she needed to happen, like just the main goals. And then I translated that into action items with timelines. And then I presented that through a PDF document. And then I just sent that, and I sent a question. Is this good with you? Can we proceed to take action on this plan? Or do you want to discuss it in our next call? So that really saves a lot of time. So yeah, to summarize is, first, if you have a lot of Zoom meetings, use a way to get the full transcript using tools like Tactic.io, so that you will have the full transcript. And also the best part is that you have the automatic highlights. And then if you can eliminate the Zoom meeting, that's your first step. So you can eliminate the Zoom meeting by, first, you can record a Loom video for providing feedback or recording some issues. Second is preparing everything through a visual way using mind maps, and then just discuss through chat. And yeah, and be very strategic of how you ask questions. In that way, you can either send it through email or Slack, and you will get your answer, and it avoids having to jump in a call to discuss something that you could have discussed in a chat. So it's all about being very strategic, and you can save, like for me, I have eliminated 90% of my Zoom calls since I transitioned to being a freelancer, and that's like really helped me with my anxiety and my productivity. So I think I'm saving maybe 10 hours each week just by eliminating the Zoom meeting, and be very strategic with my process as to when I use Zoom, when I use Loom. Oh, they rhyme. When strategic of asking questions, when using Slack, using email, and also using your project management like Notion. So I do hope that this has been helpful for you, and you can start kind of like reimagining the way that you work. So there's so many ways that you can save time just by eliminating meetings. So again, you can subscribe to the Productive Popcorn newsletter so you can get the gist and all the tips here, and with a link to the tool in a 2-minute email read. So my mission is to help you save time. So I definitely don't want to waste your time going through a very long thing. But of course, if you do like to read blogs, I do have my tips as well there. So just go to irenechan.me. And I also share more tips, productivity tips for early stage founders and solo entrepreneurs, freelancers on my LinkedIn profile. So just follow me on LinkedIn and I'll see you there. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, so I totally forgot that I want to discuss. So this is a part where, you know, you have the option to leave. But I want to keep talking because one of the reasons why I want to save time is because I want to be able to enjoy, you know, my weekend. I don't want to think about work. And I want to be able to enjoy shows that I love. So one thing that the reason why I actually started Productive Popcorn, because I hate it when people say, you know, stop watching Netflix or stop playing video games so that you can build your business. Well, I love those things and I'm not going to sacrifice those things so I can build a business. I want to build a business that is profitable, but I don't have to work 80-hour weeks so I can watch my favorite show. So this week it has been very tiring, so I haven't really had the time to watch a lot of shows, but I normally watch like one TV series per day. I used to watch a lot more when I was not a mother, but yeah. So, and the weekends, you know, I could watch more and I could watch more movies, and we also have movie times with the kids. So anyway, the latest thing that I wanted to talk about is we finally have Disney Plus in the Philippines. So that has been revolutionary because, yeah, when you have kids, I feel like just it's necessary to have Disney Plus, and our family is just obsessed with Disney. So yesterday we watched Zootopia. So if you have kids, you definitely need to watch Zootopia. They're very short, like each episode is 10 minutes long, and each episode is like better than the last one. So it's been super fun. And yeah, so that's, I think, the most shows to watch. And I'm gonna add that as the shows to watch. I've already watched it. So if you're looking for a show to watch this weekend with the family, the Zootopia series is definitely a must watch. And it's actually stories about the side characters. So it's not about Judy and, oh, I forgot the name of the fox. Anyway, I forgot Jason Bateman's name. Yeah, that's going to bother me. So I have to Google that after the podcast. And one thing that I'm also watching, which is, by the way, there's The Walking Dead in Disney Plus. So we are finishing The Walking Dead because we've been watching it. My husband and I have been watching it since the very beginning, since the season one. So yeah, we just have this compulsion to finish things that we started, except for a bunch of other shows. We didn't finish The Flash, Arrow. So yeah, but you know, The Walking Dead is special, even though it has definitely took a 360. We still like it in a way. So we're definitely gonna finish that story. So I am pretty excited about that. And then The Handmaid's Tale is done. We realized that the last episode that we watched was actually the finale. So we have HBO Go. Yeah. There's been a lot of discussion, but we've decided to subscribe to HBO Go as well. So, and The Handmaid's Tale is like available over there as well. So yeah, I didn't realize that the last episode that we watched was actually the finale, and it was amazing. It did feel like a finale, but, you know, we were checking out the next episode and realized that there's no more new episode. So that's another series that we are definitely watching and definitely going to follow the story until the very end. So, yeah, those are my favorite shows, and I hope that you consider watching them too. And of course, there are other tons of shows that are available. So it really depends on what you like. The most important thing is you don't need to feel guilty about watching all of your favorite shows. You can be productive. I work like 20 plus hours per week. There are weeks that I have to work like more than 30 hours just because of some deadlines that need to be finished. But most times I work 20 plus hour weeks. And yeah, like I'm really happy about that. But I used to beat myself up, actually. Like I feel guilty not working a lot. So it's definitely a journey. But there needs to be a balance of building your business and, you know, doing the things that doesn't need to be productive. So thank you so much for listening to the Productive Popcorn podcast. Make sure to subscribe, follow. It's available on Spotify and basically most podcast platform. And yeah, have a great weekend.